chapter 1, Mishnah 8. Ve'eino isin takshitin la'avodah zarah. A person's not allowed to make ornaments for an idol. So, for example, kutlayas, neck chains, like a kind of neck chain, a zamim, a nose ring, a tabas, or a normal ring, those kind of things you wouldn't be allowed to make. Rebbe Elazar Omer b'sachar mutar. If you were getting paid wages for it, it would be permitted. Now, that's actually interesting over here, because he quotes over here Tosfos, who says that it's impossible that any tana would hold that you could do it for money, and therefore he actually says this is an error and deletes this opinion of Rebbe Elazar from the Mishnah. He says it's not no such thing, and it's here in error and deleted. Tosfos. A person's not allowed to sell to the non-Jew anything which is attached to the soil in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is actually, he brings over here in the Katia Torah prohibition that Jewish people, once after the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, so we had to retain ownership of the land, and you're not allowed to sell that to a non-Jew. And in fact, remember, we learned in the Mishnah in Gittin, where that there was actually a person had to keep going back and buying the Bikurim at any price. There was like a rabbinical penalty, you know, that you had to go back and buy Bikurim at any price to try and prevent people from doing it, and if they've done it, to try and get them to go get the land back. Abul Meicher Hum Mishi Katzais, but you could sell what has been cut off the land, whatever has been harvested or whatever. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Meichu lo almanas likoitz. Rabbi Yehuda says he can sell to him while it's still attached to the ground on condition that he's going to cut it down. Ein maskirin lem batim be'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to lease to them houses in Eretz Yisrael, which, according to this opinion, was a precautionary enactment against selling them the houses. Ve'ein sarich lem asadis, and all the more so with fields. And why? What's the problem with fields? Because it leads to the annulment of the tithes from the fields. When we were learning that Mishnah, we learned that the land is still holy. It doesn't matter. So if the non-Jewish person owns the land, right, it's still holy, but who's going to give the tithes? No one's going to. So those tithes will come to like go to waste. Basuria in Syria, which was annexed by King David, was conquered by King David, so its sanctity is not the same as the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. It has a lesser sanctity. Maskirin and Batin, you could there lease them houses, avaloi sados, but not fields, because the fields of Syria, we also said, have to bring tithes. And so you lead to an annulment of those tithes. The chutz la'aretz, and outside of these places, like in any other place, mochen and batim, so there you could sell them houses or maskir and sados and lease them fields. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that's according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi Omer, he disagrees. He says, Be'eretz Yisrael, maskirin and batim, you can lease them houses in Eretz Yisrael, he says, avaloi sados, but not fields. Because again, the fields would come to an annulment of the tithes issue. It was Syria, Moichin, Batin, and Maskirin Sadas. And in Syria, you could sell them houses, or Maskirin Sadas, and rent them fields. The Chutz La'aretz, Moichin, Eilu, Ve'eilu. You can do anything in Chutz La'aretz.